It's the balcony boo. Sorry, it's been such a long, long, long time since we've chatted. I was recently, I had my ass chewed out for not being in the balcony boo, on the balcony, doing the boo, so trying to get back to it. I do have a tiny excuse. It's not an acceptable excuse, but a tiny excuse, and that is...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I recently had my ass chewed.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1318 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 13th of February, 2013. Big Fatty, you are just, you're fucking it up. You're just fucking it up. You don't know what you're going to talk about today, and you're stumbling through the day, and it doesn't get any better. Hello, Tristadicophobians. Big Fatty, is that how you say it? I don't know if it is or not, but y'all, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is the 13th. And it's 2013, so y'all, of course, we had to have that Georgia and Atlanta on as at the opening. Had to have him on Big Fatty's Up. Big Fatty, please! Georgia, you certainly mocked yourself. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar too. But y'all, I'm watching the TV machine, and y'all, we're seeing the people at the Mardi Gras, and y'all, they're all dressed up. That y'all, they got more feathers on than that Donna Sugars. That Donna Sugars, yes, Big Fatty. What happened to her? She's disappeared. I know. Y'all want to talk about a couple of little shows? I've been busy, and I was a little behind since I was over there in the Atlanta. Other new shows, but I caught up on some of them. Y'all, did you hear the big news? The breaking news about the Faye driver? Y'all, he is betrothed. Benny, the Faye driver is betrothed. Y'all, he and Mr. Anderson they're going to get betrothed. Big Fatty, you can't talk and write at the same time. We know that. They're going to the hitching post sometime in I think they said it was either June or July. Y'all, I don't really pay attention. Big Fatty, don't say that. But
I don't know if you heard this or not on that Walnut Hill show. Y'all, there's going to be a brand new segment. Brand new segment on the Walnut Hill show. And y'all, if you like the idea, call the old gal get a hand job. Beh, Freddy, that's vulgar. And tell her you love the idea. But y'all, she's going to do tweet my mama a question. And y'all, I think that's just lovely. And... y'all, she's going to chew my ass. She's going to chew my hearty, heart, har, big, honey, you are fat. But, I hope the Faye driver
has gotten, his bride-to-be, or, well, I guess his groom-to-be, big, honey, Mr. Anderson, I hope he's gotten him a gummy bear or something, I don't know why I said gummy bear, but anyway, time's running out if you're gonna get a card or something for the VD. Y'all, VD is coming up on Thursday, y'all, and y'all, by the way, by the time most of you, not all
all, because, you know, there are a couple of sneaky ones out there. But y'all, by the time most of you hear this, I'll be on my way over to the Horror Hotel. Oh, dear, I guess it, because y'all, it's the big horror contest this weekend. So I'll be over there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And y'all, you can look forward to on Monday. And I know my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, he loves these. And y'all, it'll probably be a drunkie cast, the Monday show. So just be prepared for that. Big Fanny, can we ever truly prepare for that? Well, you may have a point there, Poodle. Big Fanny, I always have a point.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fanny. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I was being a very bad listener and forgot to congratulate you. What did you just hit, 1,300, I think? I apologize. I've been very sick and been in and out of the hospital and blood thinners and doctor's appointments and all that happy horse shit recently. I hope all is well. Congratulations. I hope you're around for another 2,600. And I love you dearly. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, Princess Hanna, thank you so much for calling. And I'm sorry to hear that you've been in El Hospitalo, which, of course, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And I hope your health is on the upswing and that you're feeling better. And hopefully it wasn't bloody ears from listening to more than 1,300 episodes of the BFF. Ready? I'm sure that contributed to it. But anyway, but Princess Hanna, I will not. I will not. I guarantee you, I will not be around for 2,600 more episodes. Because, you know, the BFO ends on episode 3,000. I don't know if there may be some new listeners out there, but episode 3,000, that's it. No, there will be no more after 3,000. No. So, anyway, y'all, our next caller is from everybody's favorite Pineapple Princess. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. Y'all, I cannot believe it. Dear Big Freddy. What is it? Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is caller number 1,600 to the BFO, and it's the Pineapple Princess. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Colin Hoy. Just calling, saying happy belated anniversary. I love the shows. I'm glad you're continuing on for another, what was it, 10 years, I think? Anyway, I actually have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question comes to us today from the birthday boy himself. Y'all, is that Kyle in the Hawaiian, Kyle?
So my question is, the swine website that you recommend, what is it, Pig Pen, Dirty Pig, something or other? I was checking it out based on your recommendation. I was looking at, what caught my eye was the sheath, wow, what were they called? They slip on your cock, and they sort of fit around the balls, and they either extend or widen, or they have, like, bumps and stuff on it. I wonder if you had any experience with that, and if you recommend them. Anyway, forward to the answer. Take care, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Well, first of all, congratulations, Kyle, on being caller number 1600. We'll cover that in a minute, but let me answer your question. I don't know if it's the Nasty Pig that you're referring to, but that's generally a clothing company. So you may be referring to the Fort Trough website for the cock and ball separators and cock ring kind of things. Although I am not, I will tell you, Kyle, I am not a cock ring kind of person. But I can also tell you that these items are very popular, and anytime you can do something with your junk that makes it feel better or make you happier with it, I say go for it. Yes! Yeah, Gussie and Kyle, since you're caller number 1600, you and Big Fatty need to kind of communicate. Well, I'll have to look in the prize chest to see what I've gotten there that I could send to you. So anyway, we'll send me a little e-letter and we'll chit-chat about what I've got in the prize chest that we can send you for being caller number 1600. Lovely, Big Fatty. That's just lovely.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Daddy Dave, and I'm just calling because of the update of how the Pope is stepping down that I believe we should all put in a vote for Kathy Bacon for the new Pope. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Oh, lovely, Dave. Thank you for calling. That's a lovely idea. And yeah, there is an opening. We don't need to hear about an opening. But anyway, perhaps, Dave, that'll happen. And clearly, there'll be hickory smoke that comes out of... out of the conclave smokestack if it is indeed if it is indeed Miss Bacon, and you know, I'm sure that Kim Beaver, if Miss Bacon is selected as the new Pope, I am sure, once the hickory smoke comes out of the conclave smokestack, Miss Beaver will be the first, with a picture over at the lodge, but, you know, there may be a picture over at Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, should we go over and see if they've selected the super fan? Oh, well, let's do it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all over here at Spot and Big Fatty, 99% of the process votes, and candidate number one and candidate number two, y'all, it's a dead heat. Dead heat! 27.6% of the vote for number one and number two, Big Fatty Volga. And y'all, the rest of them are just way back. They're just way, way back. Y'all, they've got less than half of that percentage. So, y'all, let's just see if there's been an announcement over here. Here's something that was just posted a couple of hours ago. Wondering who will be the winner, the sneaker or the sneaker? Y'all, I don't know what that means. I just don't have any fucking idea what that means. But y'all, there's nothing posted over there at Spot and Big Fatty about who is going to be the super fan. But y'all, I guess we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out on Valentine's Day. Big Fatty, that would just be lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you tell Big Fatty likes that Spot and Big Fatty music? Yes, Big Fatty, you've run it into the ground. Only on an audio podcast would you have music for a visual website. It's probably true. Only Big Fatty, y'all. Only Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, it's been raining here in Charleston. Like, y'all, I was afraid we was going to have to start building an ark. I really was afraid we was going to have to start building an ark. But evidently, it's going to continue. And Big Fatty's going to be in rain all the way to the Horror Hotel. Oh, dear. In fact, let me just go over here to the widget. Let's go to the widget. And let's see. It's supposed to be, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Oh, it's supposed to be thunderstorms in Charleston on Wednesday, but raining in Augusta. But y'all, it's going to clear out for the weekend. Y'all, it's going to be chilly, so the leather will feel good. But y'all, there's only one problem. There's only one problem. Big Fatty's leather doesn't fit anymore. So y'all, I am... I am the MC, the master of ceremonies at the big leather contest, the horror contest. And y'all, I don't have any leather, none that fits. So y'all, I don't know what I'm gonna do. So I'm gonna have to get up and do a dance or something, you know, and come up with an excuse. And Big Fatty, why don't you just tell them the truth? Okay, well maybe I'll do that. But y'all, there was some. Oh yeah, while Kyle and the Hawaiian was asking his question, y'all went and had supper with Granny and Miss Porter. Tuesday night at one of our favorite little eating establishments, y'all, they had the winner chicken dinner. Y'all, and it was four pieces of fried chicken and a garden salad and two side items for $10. And unless you wanted all white meat, racist, which is what Big Fatty always got, and then you got two chicken bazooms instead of the four pieces for $10. And y'all, they've done away with it. We got there, and they have done away with the winner chicken dinner. I guess everybody was a winner except for the restaurant. Y'all had a real nice supper with Granny and Miss Porter, and we just chitter-chatted a little bit and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, we've got little snackette bags. The horror group is providing all the attendees at the big horror weekend with a little bag of snackettes. And y'all, we're using the opportunity to promote the big horror group anniversarium coming up in August by giving everybody a little snack bag. Keeping it fresh. Big Fatty, I mean, the only thing fresh there this weekend. But and y'all, I will be telling you all much more about the big horror event in the VD show, Big Fatty, please, and the far right little show, and y'all. I meant to mention earlier in the week when we were talking about the Pride 48 weekend. I meant to mention also the people that have already signed up. We have got, y'all, I'm just going to go over here real quick. Like, I don't have time to tell you who they all are. But if any of you have signed up and you hadn't sent Big Fatty your confirmation information, now is the time to do it. I hadn't gotten anything from that George in Atlanta. Big Fatty, do you think he's going to come? I don't know. Or from the betrothed, I haven't. Oh, dear Gussie, I hadn't heard a word from the betrothed either. As of right now, there are 34 people signed up, and I'll give you a rundown on who they are later this week, or maybe we'll have that. Big Fatty, we'll do it sometime. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day, Big Fatty. We know you will, and. Stay dry. Big Fatty, you're the only one that's going to be in rain. Y'all, I'm going to try to stay dry. And y'all, I'll tell you the other thing. You know, there are lots of things Big Fatty might be doing this weekend. And when the weekend's over, George, have you got an idea what I might want to say?
I recently had my ass chewed.
Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.